The contents of this podcast might refer to information that has changed since the moment of its recording. Follow us on Twitter at Project Noom to keep up with our latest updates.
So we're going to hop in right into it with Noom Utility. So I know some people have had questions about, okay, what are we using Noom for? You know, what's going on with it, with how is it going to interplay with the ecosystem, all the things. And if you didn't already, if you haven't seen the picture that was posted from the Noom account earlier about Noom Utility, where it has kind of the three concentric circles at that point, that kind of gives you just a brief general idea of how we are basically kind of putting everything into their own little buckets when we're thinking and talking about the utility and the use case for the Noom token. So if I'm just going down the list real quick, and I'll ask if you have any questions, request speaker, and we can dive a little bit more into details about certain things. But just a quick recap without getting into too many details just yet. Voting rights, which if you have been around, you've already been participating in votes. Royalty payouts. So we can talk more about that. Primary and secondary market transactions. So you might go, what markets? Well, marketplace, right? Access to exclusive content. That is pretty self-explanatory, but we can break that down. That's really more focused from an artist-to-artist standpoint as far as what token-gated access they'd like to utilize. First mover advantage for music rights listings, which that is definitely a thing. Primary and secondary market fee discounts, marketplace bundle buys, and then music distribution discounts and full performance analytics. So, hello, Josh, Late Game Crypto. I think I'm going to invite you to co-host if you want to do that. So that is the general overview of what we were talking about when we posted that picture. As far as what the primary utility for the token is. So let me see here. Okay. Anywho, so that's the general overview, general gist, but let's go into some more details. And I also see Nudes down there. Hello, Nudes. Josh, if you didn't get the invite to co-host, let me know. I think I sent it. You should be able to hop in here. There he is. Let me see here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, yeah.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
You doing okay?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. I'm excited to hear what you got to say today.
No, you're totally good. You're coming at the right time. Shout out to Nudes down there as well. Nudes, if you want to hop up, I know you keep track of all things. So, Josh, just everybody get a heads up. I just gave a quick overview of the graphic that we posted earlier today with the Noom Utility. And that was, you know, general gist overview, and I'm going to break down and go into some more details as far as how some of these things are going to play out. So voting rights, that's pretty self-explanatory for people as it currently stands. I think we can just take a quick thing to talk about, even as we've seen with the MBO and voting. There's another part of that equation that's how you interpret the data. For votes, and that leads to another question, or just in the future of any governance votes or anything with the DAO for voting, people with a certain amount of Noom tokens will be able to submit proposals to the DAO for Noom token holders to vote on. And so that threshold will be set at a later date, but essentially you'll be able to dictate. You can count basically when you're doing your votes, you go, is it a DID per vote, one wallet per vote? Is it just weight of Noom tokens per vote? So there's different ways to interpret data. And that's just pretty self-explanatory for the governance side of the utility. Remember, Noom is a not-for-profit. So that's extremely important, just as a heads up. Also, I see Adam Bloom down yonder. Adam, I sent you an invite if you want to hop up here. Royalty payouts. So this might or might not Oh, Josh, I see your hand. What you got?
Yeah, you know, so I've got a bunch of my Noom tokens being staked through ViFi, which is a fantastic solution. But that at the moment disqualifies me from any governance actions. Is that right? Is that something that like you guys are conscious of that you're going to be figuring out a workaround for? Or
yes, conscious and actively working on. We were talking to Steven about that. That's the one part of that. And this is something in general for a lot of Cardano projects, just as a practice, as we go forward, as the ecosystem evolves, is, you know, if you are basically removing custody of your assets, right, either whether that's being locked in smart contract or not, then, you know, doing staking keys versus public private wallet addresses, all the things that can allow potentially to do snapshots to allow voting power, et cetera. So the voting key side of the equation, but we are definitely, that's on our radar. And so, yeah, that's the quick and short answer to your question.
Fantastic news. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. Royalty payouts. So we made the decision to have royalty payouts be paid out in Noom. So that might be controversial to some people. Other people, you might like it. But here's the long and the short of it is that we're actually utilizing Charlie 3 as one of our partners for our Oracle solution as far as generating the price of ADA and the price of Noom at the time of claiming. So that way you understand what the USD value is, et cetera. So if you're an artist and you want, you know, if you're going to be claiming your rewards, not rewards, but claiming your royalty income, you can, as soon as you get it from Noom, you can always go and exchange that for a stable coin if you'd like. We believe that as an artist, you're going to want to have weight and say in the platform. And just from that standpoint, if you need cash on hand, you always have that option to go directly to stablecoin. If not, you can keep it in the ecosystem. And as that grows, you know, you might enjoy that life choice better than going to fiat. Who knows? So that's the gist behind that. So if you have any questions about that, more than happy to talk about it. That was more a philosophical decision than anything. We thought that was it was important in my opinion. So primary and secondary market transactions. So that's, we all know this, but you know, we have, and we are working on actively, a marketplace for the IP tokens. And I'm not saying stream tokens because that's just one of many and we're just starting with that, right? So we're having a marketplace for the IP tokens that we are going to be basically all the transactions in that marketplace are going to be denominated in Noom. So even when you look on the marketplace, you're going to see the price denominated in Noom, not ADA, not USD, primarily. The primary picture will be in Noom. So again, everything in that ecosystem, it will be the Noom token. So just as an extra FYI about that. So if anybody's wondering, that's what you're going to be transacting in. Access to exclusive content. We all know this. Any token can be utilized to token gate access to experiences in Web3. That's nothing new or revolutionary, but it is something that we're going to allow both as a platform, but also for artists individually. So, and this is not necessarily us providing certain utilities. This is what artists can already do, correct, right? So, but prime example, let's say, if you want to, if you're an artist and you have a single that you've distributed through Noom and you're going to be offering, you know, you're going to put out in the marketplace, I don't know, you'll allow people to buy 25% of the future streaming royalty income. And let's say this is like your second song that you've put out. Well, what you could do is you could say, hey, those who have stream tokens from my prior sale plus X amount of Noom will get early access to purchase the IP tokens for this particular song. That's something that you can do as an artist to gamify the experience and to incentivize certain actions from your community. And so this allows for that to happen. And this gets it's more outside of the tech realm, and it's more into the business side and marketing side of how can you create unique experiences for your community as an artist. And so the good news is that we're just allowing you different tools, so you have more tools in the toolbox to build unique experiences for your fans. So that's the big thing with that, which that goes directly into the first mover advantage for the music rights listings. So that's the token gating side of things. Like we already talked about, primary and secondary market fee discounts. That's something we haven't spoken too much about, but having X amount of Noom or delineating it in Noom will lead to discounts on purchases. So also the marketplace bundling, so bundle buys for marketplace, that's again, we're going to allow certain things based off of, again, how much Noom you have, etc. So having X amount of Noom or interacting and utilizing Noom with that will get you access to those features. Same thing with music distribution discounts, which that actually is pretty important because considering that's our first in-house product we're launching is our distribution service, which I think will be quite important for artists. Just as an extra FYI with that. And I will tell y'all a little bit of alpha, the minting fee, Andrew was amazing and actually decreased the minting cost. He worked his magic and decreased it by a significant amount on the back end. So the tech wizard strikes again to the benefit of everybody using the platform, just as an FYI. And then full performance analytics. People are going, what the heck are analytics? I mean, we know as musicians what analytics are. You want to know certain things. You want to know your demographics. You want to know, you know, where people are when they're listening, where they were when they bought, all the stuff that you as an artist need to make, you know, informed decisions as far as marketing choices and maybe even touring choices. Let's say the majority of your listeners are in X country, well, or X state, or fill in the blank, then, you know, that'll help you determine next steps for your career of where you want to put and target audience. So, and that's something that we've had preliminary talks with Tap Tools about utilizing some of those things. So that's going to be coming into play with stuff, but that's the general gist of that picture that we sent out. Now I will tell you all something, and this is in the white paper, version 2, that has not been published yet, but I literally have it pulled up in front of me. But just as another FYI, we actually have this broken down into about 6 different subcategories in the white paper. There's another little thing that we didn't talk about, and this is staking and holding to unlock features. And I just, let me just read this verbatim from the paper, just so you all hear it first here. So, quote, our internal system also allows staking for different purposes. One will be for an up-and-coming independent artist support fund, which will allow new indie artists to launch the first projects. The artist support fund will then own the IP rights for these songs. Afterwards, the support fund will then sell these rights to the community, with parts of the proceeds going to the artist, part going to the treasury of the fund, and another part distributed in line with the delegation time to all stakers of Noom and the governance fund stake pool on a quarterly basis. So just as an extra FYI, and there's 2 more paragraphs, and I'll just quickly read those, but before I do that, I hope everybody understands the implication of that. It's a pretty cool thing to unpack. Just as an extra FYI, real fast, all delegators of the artist support fund will also have the voting rights to decide who will receive support from the fund. Furthermore, the community will also have the opportunity to stake with the Noom general governance stake pool, which will pay out the APR multiplied by a community index and stake pool activity index, which will take the activity of the community into account, as well as the activity of the stake pool stakes themselves. So basically this is allowing all of the people in the Noom ecosystem to have active participation and be rewarded for it. So just as an extra FYI, we are thinking long and hard about that. So that was another big thing. The artist support fund is I think going to be a really, really cool thing. So, and I'll say one other thing, and this is something we didn't talk about. It's not an infographic, but infrastructure for the marketplace. Just as an FYI, we are moving. Our big ethos is decentralize most things as it makes sense from the end user perspective. Correct. We only want to decentralize to the point to where it doesn't negatively impact the end user experience. We know things are moving that way, but they're moving at their own pace. One of those is infrastructure for running marketplace transactions. So just like if you go to like SundaeSwap, they have a batcher model essentially. Well, remember, we are going to be having something very similar to that for the new marketplace to process those transactions. That is a shorter term thing. And so to have access to be a batcher, essentially, you're going to have certain things to be able to do that. That's the immediate short term thing. The other part of that equation later down the road is storage infrastructure for storing metadata, storing audio files, storing graphics, etc. And for those of you who are aware of like the JSTOR, StoreJ. JSTOR is an educational publication for those of you music nerds or just education nerds in here. StoreJ or Storage, that model in particular, as well as maybe Igon, etc. So those are, that's later down the road. But again, to have access to be able to be one of those information processors or storage nodes, you're going to need to have certain things in order to do that. And so most assuredly, the Noom token will come into play whenever that happens. So that is a little bit more in-depth about that particular utility, just as an extra FYI. So I can definitely go in more if I want to. That's a general gist. I see Awesome is JL up here. Awesome, it's good. It's awesome to see you, just as an FYI.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Awesome is JL, a.k.a. the biggest music artist in the metaverse. Man, I love it. I love it, man. When you tagged me in this space, I was like, oh, man, the alpha overload, man. So I'm very excited about everything you've been saying. Man, it sounds amazing, man. I can't wait. I can't wait. Do we have a date? Do we have a date of launch with the beta? I mean, man, you can't leave us hanging, Ryan. Come on, man.
Okay. So remember, the closed beta is already ongoing right now. So we're very distinct when we're talking about these things. So it's currently on testnet. So everybody's using TADA, right? The test ADA. But the plan is early December, we are going to start trickling on artists as onto the mainnet. So it's legit, it's real, it's processing. So in our beta, right now, our closed beta that's on testnet, everything at distribution point, at the point of distribution in the process that people are using, it's not going to our white label solution for the distribution to the Web 2 side, because that would cost you money and test ADA is not have any value. So at that point where it's a fake, like it's either distributed or not distributed. Right. So, when we do it on mainnet, that's for keeps, lack of better terms. And, that's going to be costing real money, real ADA to do that. And you will have that back-end processing time from the point of distribution from the point of you uploading it and it going through quality control check with our white label partner. And that could be up to, and it's in the FAQ, and when people are going through the process, it lets you know, even when you get ready to say, select my release date, it forces you to wait 2 weeks to give it the maximum amount of time that it could take to either get the yes, it's good for distribution, or no, it's been flagged for whatever reason, right? So, which is pretty standard from any DSP service that anybody's used to using. You have to wait for them to quality control and check it. So, so that being said, Awesome, early December, we will start trickling people in to mainnet. And then that will lead the way to go, all right, everybody, use it, kick the tires, do your thing, etc. So, and that'll lead to Andrew having lots of hives and lack of sleep, I think. So that's coming down the pipeline. Yes. So I hope that that answered your question.
Yeah, yeah. You gave me enough to run with. You know what I mean? I'ma ease off. I'ma ease off you for a little bit. But you gave me enough.
Well, I will say one other thing, and this is super important for all the artists that are listening right now. From the distribution standpoint of things, stream counts are important. And that's one thing that, you know, if artists, which we think they will, when they go to start using the platform, they're like, yep, I want to use this because I want the Web3 components of this. I want that marketplace. I want to have that, the tokenized assets. I want to tokenize my music IP. I want to tokenize my royalties, and I want to use all the tools that this lets me use. Well, for music that's already been distributed, right, they're going to probably want to redistribute that through Neum as opposed to their old distribution service. And anybody who's changed DSP services understand that there's an order of operations to doing that, and you have to do it. If you care about your stream count and it's staying where it's at and you're not starting from zero, you always have to do it in a certain order. And so that's going to be something for artists when mainnet launches and they're starting to use that, and they're like ready to pull their stuff from, you know, their current DSP. Know that distribute through Neum first, let it get sent out and let it get the green light, and then you pull it from your old DSP. That way you keep your stream count and you don't lose that. So that'll be another big marketing thing we're going to be pushing as to remind people when this starts happening. So just as a little extra FYI. And I have to talk real fast about one more little utility. And it's not really little, but Adam's on here and we had a whole conversation about this. So what if you don't want to what if you don't want to sell your stream tokens as an artist? What if you just maybe want to loan them out? Right? Well, you can do that. So if anybody's ever wondering about that, yes, that is something that we're already, it's going to be baked in. So essentially you can send basically your stream tokens to a smart contract to where, long story short, somebody can, it's time locked essentially, to where somebody can rent out your stream tokens. You can loan them out. And so you don't have to ever sell them as an artist if you don't want to. But you can still allow people the rights to, you know, rent them, essentially, which labels do that all the time. So why can't you offer this to your fans? Well, you can. So that's just another quick thing about this. So again, using stream tokens with Neum potentially as collateral and a loan, a collateral and a DeFi loan. And I actually think this is really cool because once you have your history of your stream, of your piece of music out there, you can say, oh, it's generating X amount of streams per month. It's generated this amount of income on a monthly basis. So it means that if it's doing this, then each stream token should be theoretically minimally worth this much. So you can calculate that and actually put that as collateral as a loan and take out a loan against that. I think that's extremely powerful. That's actually creating extreme liquidity out of an asset that you created, that's your creation. So I think that's also a really, really cool thing that we haven't pushed too much right now, just because it gets a little techie DeFi-ish, but it is something that musicians are going to need to understand. They have that ability now. So I think that's a really, really cool and useful tool that musicians are going to, I think, honestly, you're going to use it a lot. And I think we're going to see a lot of musicians benefit from that. So that is a general gist and overview of the Neum token with a utility. I didn't go into too many details about everything. I kept it high level for the most part. You're welcome, Adam. I see you down there. If there's any questions or if there's anybody has any feedback, or if you just want to ask questions, I'm more than happy to dig in a little bit. We have a little bit of time. So Josh, awesome. Any more questions from you? I also see our lead mobile dev down there, Christian, who is working on fun things for the community that I think everybody is going to enjoy. Josh, what you got?
Yeah, so one of the things that I've been curious about and haven't seen any information on yet, and I guess my question is just whether or not this information is contained in the white paper V2, but the token output, the token distribution schedule, is that something that we're going to see in white paper V2?
Are you talking about like the vesting schedule for the team or just the emission rate?
The emission rate.
Yeah, so tokenomics are included in the white paper, so we will see that. There's a couple of factors that are theoretically out of our control once certain tokens get put in the wild. So if people are locking them up, then that, you know, can artificially change, you know, what's the current circulating supply basically that's actually accessible, right? If they're locked up or not, etc. So, but yeah, tokenomics are definitely in the white paper.
Dope. Okay. So then I guess that's that leads me to question, you know, when white paper V2?
We are currently working on that. I literally have the draft in front of me right now on my screen. So it is thorough. It's a behemoth. And actually it's 52 pages. It's 52 pages as it currently sits. And so we are going through copy edits right now. We're trying to, we don't want to overwhelm people. But we know there are DGens that really like to read those things. But then we also want to make sure we're not oversaturating people's information palette. So we're trying to be really critical on the editing side of things. So
cool.
But yes.
Okay. Well, then I'll prep for a white paper breakdown series for Newton.
Deal. The Gold Rush. Hello, hello, hello.
Greetings, man. I missed the beginning of the space, so I'm gonna have to go back and listen to this when it's all over. But I did have a question when you were talking about collateralizing your stream tokens for loans. I have a few questions. When it's locked in the smart contract, well, for one, is the lending platform going to be on the Noom site? Like, so it'll be like your own kind of lending platform. And I've got my own questions about liquidity depth kind of in that situation, but also the main question I wanted to ask was royalties that are actually supposed to be paid out on those tokens. Will they be collected by the borrower, or will they be reserved for the owner of the tokens? I got that backwards, but you see what I'm saying, like.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, so remember, the stream tokens, or any IP token for that matter, serves as a marker. And there's a snapshot taken. So how we combine the technique of snapshotting the chain and seeing where the tokens lie at a given point in time. And at that point, that's how that locks you into that percentage of the royalties generated. So that's how that works. So it's whoever, essentially, it's whoever custodies the tokens at the time of the snapshot. So, and I can let Andrew do an entire whole thing about the smart contract as far as that goes with collateralized loans, etc. Quinn, our smart contract dev, our Plutus dev, etc., the Ancient Kraken, if I'm not mistaken, I think most of the code for the marketplace is actually the smart contract part of the equation is already done. It's more UI UX. So
the smart contract will kind of redirect back to my stake address or whatever to get me, if I'm the musician, like it'll get my royalties back to me, but they still get to keep the tokens in the smart contract as collateral. Is that kind of how it's going to work?
If I'm not mistaken, I believe yes, but don't let me give you the wrong answer to that before. I would rather let Andrew/Quinn answer the exact specifics on how they're using the staking contract address, the staking address. So, but essentially you will lock your token. Yeah. So, I mean, you will lose custody of the tokens. They'll go to the smart contract itself. And I actually think the contract will custody the tokens. And so the contract itself will distribute the payout. So all I do right. believe, yeah, yeah. Both the borrower and the lender won't actually touch the assets, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. I was just trying to figure out who would get the royalties. The person who,
whoever. Yeah, whoever bought, if a musician says, hey, I'm letting you basically lease the rights, right, or purchase I guess, yeah, we can use the word lease for here, to lease those, then that person who leased them, they will be receiving them.
me see here.
Okay. Was that as clear as mud? I hope it was.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, I wasn't sure how if I was even asking the right question. So forgive me if that sounded like really dumb.
No. Basically, just the bottom line is, if you, let's say you want to let somebody short term borrow, right? So like, if they're going to lease 10% of your rights, then you don't get those 10% of the income that goes to that person leasing them. So, and I think what you're asking though is if you're utilizing those tokens as collateral in that DeFi loan, then if those tokens aren't custodied in your wallet and they're just being used as collateral, so nobody owns them yet until you've paid back that loan, et cetera, they're just sitting in limbo in a contract, who's going to be able to claim the royalties that are associated with those tokens? I think that was the question you were asking, correct?
Yeah. And actually, I wasn't seeing it from the other way, where someone would be leasing my rights to my music. Yeah. So I wasn't even seeing it from that angle. But now that you've explained it both ways, but yes, this is the question that I was asking. Yes.
Okay, cool. Great. I'm digging down there. So as far as that goes, that's actually a great question that you can do that two ways, as what it amounts to. And so I do know, I actually am going to not give an answer, because I'm going to let Quinn answer that, so I don't give a wrong answer. I'd rather tell you I don't want to give you an answer yet. I'd rather let Quinn quinify it to make life easy.
No problem. I'm not even a musician, and so I just thought that, you know, that's an, you know, since you were bringing up this cool functionality, it just seemed like the natural question that would be asked.
No, you're not wrong. It's just because what it amounts to is that if they're in a smart contract, then theoretically they can go to that smart contract address. So I'm just thinking through the tech side of things, which allows for that, but we can, yeah, that will be an entirely different conversation to unpack that more, because there's the legal side of that, of where they need to go versus tech side of where can they actually go. So two fun questions to talk about.
All right, and what kind of loan terms are we talking about over in the lending marketplace, or whatever you're going to be calling that, like a lending platform?
Well, it'll be in the marketplace itself. So the marketplace will be a place to buy the IP tokens, as well as the borrowing lending side of things. And so remember, even in the lending platform right now, you can set different terms, right? So if it's open for people, anybody can set any term they want to. Remember, we're not trying to police that. We're just building the tools to allow for it. So there could be less than ideal loans out there that people can or cannot choose to participate in. You know what I mean? So that's the beauty of it. You as the artist get to set the terms. So and the community, if there's an appetite for it, then it'll match up. If not, then it won't.
So theoretically, if I'm an artist and I know that I released a track, you know, like 2 months ago, and it was kind of the flavor of the week track, and it's kind of waning at the moment or whatever, I could take a loan against that, and then buy them back at a cheaper rate when my music isn't so popular. Like, how would that work exactly? Like, could I technically short myself?
Yeah, you could, I suppose. That's the beauty of adding DeFi with music IP. It's going to open an entire can of worms, and I do mean that in the best way possible. So you are not wrong. Now you're starting to unpack a whole bunch of what this is going to open up to the general masses, and it gets hairy, not in the sense that, oh my God, what's about to take place, but it's hairy in the sense of, oh my God, we're about to give, I'm not calling musicians cavemen because I'm a musician, but it's like giving fire to cavemen all of a sudden, because it's going to be, oh my God, I'm a musician, and all that business logic, I'm going to need to kind of figure this kind of out, or hire somebody to help me figure out what's the best way that I can utilize this stuff. So yes, that's the long and short of it, which I find absolutely stupendous. Because that's real change. That's a game changer. I see Lord Partlow. Hello. Uh-oh. Can anybody else hear him?
No, I'm not hearing Lord.
Yeah, I can't hear him. Lord, you might have to go down and come back up.
Lord, I'm kicking you. Come on back up. Look, I've been in enough spaces at this point. It's like, just kick them. They'll come back up. It is what it is. Christian, if you want to hop up here for a hot minute and say hello or chit-chat, we can do that too here for a quick second. I also just want to give a shout-out to Jarrett down yonder. He is doing the Lord's work, I'm sure, over in Texas right about now. There we go, Lord. I see you. And approve. Okay, let's try this again. Lord, can you hear us?
Yes, can you hear me? Testing, testing. Can you hear me?
We got you. Go
all
for
right,
it.
All right. I damn near forgot my question. Excuse me. But as far, yeah, I came in late, kind of like the gold rush. Before we shut down the space, is there a way you can give like a bullet format of everything covered, like utility? It does this, it does this, it does it. Kind of like that infographic that was dropped by Jess today.
Yeah, we went through that infographic briefly and touched on a couple points on that, and then I went through the white paper and talked about two specific things: one, the artist fund, and then utility as far as node maintenance, and then batchers, and then transaction fees. So that's the general gist. I can talk with the team, with the marketing team, and see if we can't make another infographic. But basically, we talked about there's six big things for the new token, and that all the minutia falls into one of these six categories. DeFi and more is one. Transaction marketplace and royalty payouts, in-app usage and tier system, and then governance participation, and then the staking / unlock features, and then infrastructure and payouts. So one of those six categories essentially is where we can place any of the utility for the Neem token that we talked about tonight. That's a very brief, general, high-level overview.
Hey, that's beautiful, Ryan. I'll go ahead and do a re-listen after you end this. Thank you very much for what you're building, and thank the whole team, as a matter of fact, man. You all are doing a great job. I just got an email from the garage, too, man. My stuff minted. Thanks.
Ooh! All right, we got Lord up here playing with the Neem Studio. Lord, you wanna give us like a brief one sentence just overview of your experience? I know that's a dangerous question to ask on a recorded space, but I'll ask it anyways. Well,
I can answer that one quick sentence. It's awesome. Check it out. It has everything you need, and then stuff you didn't know you needed.
I love it. I gotta give a shout out down here to Adam Bloom, y'all. He's part of our secret sauce. He makes us look good, and I do mean that. So Adam, shout out to you. He catches us and calls us on some things. So we go, guys, really? Do you know we need this? So he's from New York, so his communication skills are A1, I think the kids call it. Yes, A1. So he just calls it like it is. So we love him for it. And he's legit because his progeny is named after some music stuff. So you know he's legit whenever you start naming kids after things in the music field. All right. I feel like the time has kind of flown by, but that's general gist of the new utility. I don't know if we have any more questions, and that's either a joy or a concern that we don't have any other questions about that. I'm not quite sure what to think about that. So I'm more than happy to take any more. I blocked out an hour. So anybody wants to ask a question, more than happy to talk about it. Just an update for those of you who are maybe just tuning in. We talked about the Artist Studio, the Neem Studio. We are starting to open the on mainnet, closed on mainnet, so it's for keeps, early December, and then we're going to be tiering that and opening it up to more people after that. So that's people will be paying in real ADA, not TADA, and again, there's going to be a couple of things. There is the price per distribution, plus the minting fee itself. And I do want to make a point. Anybody was just wants to just a point of clarification. When you distribute with us, there's two parts of that equation. There's the distribution side, but then there's the minting side, and both of them require money. So, but the good news is that Andrew was able to decrease our minting fee by a significant amount. So just as an FYI, that's just, I want to give him a shout out again to that. So just so everybody knows that that's going on. So whenever you do end up using the studio, before you pay, you're going to get a breakdown to show you, it's like your fee page. So you can see what actually is costing you what. So, but just everybody that knows that, that's part of the beauty. And that's a little bit different about adding blockchain to your distribution service. There is that component, the blockchain component. So just as an extra FYI. So I don't want anybody to be going, what's all these, what's the fee here? Well, it's for a purpose. So, oh, I see we have one more person requesting speaker, Lunker. I don't know who Lunker Larry 3 is, but hello. Okay, Lunker, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
You're going after a lot of outside people also to get them involved. I just wanted to hear how your process is. You're saying the platform's just new M token. So what are you doing to make it easy for the outside to come in with your token on purchasing it? And I'm not sure exactly how all that's going to work yet. If you can just touch on that a little bit, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, sure thing. So one point to keep in the front of our minds, our primary target audience for where we are in the launch is the crypto community. Like we said, we are focusing on web, like we want to, we're tackling the web 2 side of things, but we know our target or our audience right now who are following, who are going to be using our platform from Jump Street are going to be people who are in the crypto space. So the payment for the distribution is going to be in ADA. So people will use ADA, but the payouts for the royalties are going to be in Neum. And so people will be able to swap their Neum for a stable to get into fiat if they need that stability from the market or to pay bills. So that's part of that equation. And then we are well aware of fiat on and off ramps and trying, and basically there's a part of this where you need a money transmitter license. And there are projects that are working on that and attaining those as we speak. But you have to get one for every state. And so it's a long and expensive process. And so there are some teams working on that, and we are in very tight communication with them to whenever that is a viable solution to be able to go directly fiat from that or go directly from Neum into fiat, which that is the plan to get to that point. We will be well placed and ready to go on that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's what I was actually trying to get at, if you were going to be able to go directly to fiat eventually. Thank you, buddy. And I wish
you the best. No, you're welcome. Thanks, man. Thank you, Lunker. Any other questions or any comments? Oh, we have another requested. And y'all, you better let me know if I said something and you're like, what did he mean when he said that? Or I didn't understand that, so I can clarify. More than happy to. Lord, you're back up. What you got?
I did have one more question. Now, for people who are coming into the scene, getting onboarded into blockchain and more so into the Cardano ecosystem, how is the customer support thing going to be handled? Is it going to be exclusively through Discord for right now, or is it going to be the email service, or is there going to be a build out?
Yeah. So right now we will have the email service, but then also that Discord community is going to grow. And so we're already talking about that, about the build out of that, about, we internally already have our ticket handling support system that we have it in place that our devs are using to be able to see stuff that's like coming through the test net and getting our processes in place where we can, handle a larger load of tickets. But yeah, we are utilizing the email system for any support requests, but then also building out our Discord community to where, you know, we would love for people to know, oh, hey, I have this entire community from Noom that maybe some other artist has already had this issue, and maybe somebody there can help me with this much faster than waiting for an email. So, but yeah, we're working on that. And then we also have our art team, our artist relations team, who are also going to be well-versed in this and can help answer any questions that artists have. So, or if they can't answer them, they will know the right person on the tech side to go ask that question to.
Are you talking about Adam and Abyss and Mikey Mo? The art team, right?
Yeah, they're, you better believe it.
Yeah, they're all awesome. I like them.
They're good people, and they're amazing humans. So, yes, they're very easy to talk to. And if you don't leave your call with Mikey just feeling like a ray of sunshine, you've done something wrong. So that's just what the mouths do.
It's all love with Mikey Mo. It's all love.
Amen to that. All right. Any other questions? Y'all, thank you for hanging out and just listening through the utility. I know there's a lot. There's a lot to unpack with all this. And I'll be honest, a picture is worth 1,000 words. And I know that makes life easier and it makes it more, you know, consumable. But just know that we put a lot of thought into this. We've been very intentional with this and we believe in our ecosystem. And I think it's going to be reflected in the choices that we're making on how to utilize the token in this ecosystem, because it makes sense. A lot of people go, well, you don't need a token for this project. And no, it makes sense. You need a token for this project because, like we talked about, you know, ADA, it's great, but we're going to need niche and unique experiences on the platform, and that's going to require different parameters. So, you know, it makes a lot of sense. So I see AI Love. Hello. I haven't seen you in a hot minute. You just hopped up. How are you doing?
Woo! Man, busy, dude. Like, I've just been, you know.
Grinding. You down in Art Basel?
Man, dude. Like, Art Basel's doing me right now, man. I'm running marathons over here. Like, I'm not even kidding you, dude. Like, my neck and my back. You ever heard that song? My neck. My back. Yep.
Oh, Lord. Right now. Oh, Lord.
Maybe it's just the Miami in me. I don't know. You know, shout out to
It must be the humidity down there. It's what it is.
Well, actually, I'm up here in the cold, so it must be the freaking cold. This is why y'all so crazy up north, huh? I see. That's why I knew it was a good thing to be a southerner. I don't mean to start this succession again, but no, man. How y'all doing today, man? Yeah, we're having a beautiful time, but more than anything, I just wanted to come and talk about the harmonies of music and how it brings us all together. I always said, when I was first in the space, I noticed something in here, and the musicians were the first to really cross-pollinate heavily, like the music artists on the blockchain. And so, you know, I just see that continuing to progress, and I'm here for it, man. And, you know, I've spoke to the Noom team, and we have some pretty good conversations. So, man, just love to see progression, dude.
Well, I actually have a little bit of not alpha, because they've already announced this, but that'll make you a little happy about that cross-chain kind of component. If you all didn't see, we have a partnership with BlueShift that they announced, I think, probably a week ago. And if anybody doesn't know about BlueShift, I highly encourage you to go check them out. Basically, they are facilitating some... The long and short of it is they're connecting a lot of other blockchains and allowing for liquidity connection between chains. And so this is, I think it's going to open up anybody on Cardano that's an artist or that has assets on ADA that are on Cardano it's going to allow a much easier experience for some other chains to get access to us without having to go through the rigmarole of swapping tokens, et cetera, et cetera. So I actually think they're offering a pretty important service. And so when I was talking with them, I was throwing around some ideas that got them pretty excited. But basically, you know, remember we talked about this earlier about using your stream tokens and DeFi, et cetera. Well, there's a lot of things that you can do. Just like in traditional markets where, let's say, you want to invest in or, you know, participate in a basket of things. Well, what if you wanted a basket of songs? You know, like, and we're not talking an album. We're not talking about the same artist, but what if you wanted a basket of, you know, different artists? And maybe there's a, like, a portfolio of that, that like, you could,
like,
that you could,
like a index fund.
Maybe. And maybe if that was accessible to non Cardano people, but that they could participate in that. That's a thing, you know, that's, I think that's a kind of a pretty interesting future. So, Blue Shift, is a pretty, pretty cool project. So I'll leave it at that. I think, it'll be really cool. And I think they're not enough people know about them yet. And I think you'll probably hear more about them, as the weeks come on. So yes. Awesome.
Yeah. It's so funny you bring them up. Cause I've definitely been, doing some heavy research, and I definitely ran across Blue Shift. And all I can say is the project is amazing. It's mind blowing, honestly. They got a lot of innovative things going on over there. That's all I can say. But yeah, it's amazing. And then the thought of you throwing ideas out there, you know, concerning the Noom token and talking about the stream tokens, man, it's just crazy. I see an infinite amount of possibilities. Like, it's crazy, man. This is amazing. It's mind blowing. Like, I'm thoroughly impressed. I'm going to be more impressed once I log into this dashboard, you know what I mean? And check it out for myself. But man, hands down, facts. Like, I've been around a couple of different ecosystems, a couple of different chains, and I have not seen this right here yet, right? And I've went into spaces and I've heard different people speculate, like, oh man, what if we were to do this, what if we were to do that, right? But I have not been seeing any action, and this is one of the first times I've seen you guys actually just created it. Like, you didn't tell anybody, you just created it. Like, and I feel like you guys are leading by example, right? And I feel like more projects and more people in the space should carry that same type of energy. Just go create it and then bring it to the people. Don't just talk about it open in the public all the time. But yo, major kudos to Noom, man. This is fire.
Thanks, Awesome. I appreciate it. I think Charles actually said it best. He's like, you know, we said we're going to do this. We're going out and doing it. And then we're going on to the next thing. Right. So I think that's how we operate. And I think a lot of things are about to start coming to fruition. A lot of the hard work that we've done behind the scenes and the non-sexy part of the equation that makes it really, really stable and makes it a product that we're proud of, that we won't have to babysit and handhold because the devs will feel good about it. I think we're going to start to reap the benefits of that. So, and I will also say, I'm just really excited too for Christian and the mobile side of things, because I think he's cooking up some fun things going forward. So that I think the entire ecosystem, not just Noom, but the entire music ecosystem will be very happy about. So anywho-ha, I'll leave it at that. We got about 2 minutes left, and then I promised my wife, my pregnant wife, that I would very much be done at the top of the hour. So I'm going to hold to that because I love my wife. So last call for comments, questions. Otherwise, we're going to start wrapping it up. Going once. Going twice. Sold. All right. I love it. Josh, pleasant surprise to see you here tonight. If anybody hasn't checked out Josh's YouTube channel, you need to go do that. This guy is a professional, and I do mean that in the sense he is extremely thorough and he does a great job prepping for interviews. I can attest, and he's a hard worker. I saw him at the conference NFT XLV, and this guy was doing interviews is not easy. And it takes more time. It might look fun and happy on the camera, but there's a lot of, it's mentally taxing being engaged for many, many hours, asking all these different projects, all of these meaningful questions that aren't just cookie cutter. So Josh, he's a hard worker. Go check out his content. I think he does a great job. So it was good to see you. Awesome, Jail. If you guys haven't seen him, he hosts a Twitter Space. Awesome. You want to, well, it's actually a podcast, not even just Twitter Space. Awesome. You want to plug that real fast before we hop off?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I have a Web3 music podcast that goes by the name of Beast on Air. And we actually air every Thursday at 8 p.m. EST. And that is sponsored by the beautiful people over at Noom. So y'all be sure to check in with me. That is on my YouTube channel, which is Awesome is JLTV. If you want to find it, all you got to do is click the link in my bio and you will find it and you can click it. So major shout out to all the artists in the space. If you're interested in getting some exposure on the channel, you're more than welcome. Just hit the sign up and it will, you know, we'll get you in the queue for the schedule. But yeah, we are now on our third season. Noom jumped in on season two. So yeah. Yeah, so we're doing our thing over there. So major shout out to Noom. Shout out to all the artists in the space. We really appreciate y'all.
We appreciate you. Awesome. We got to get the word out. AI love, be safe in Art Basel. Don't do too many crazy things. And remember that Uncle Charlie loves you. And we will have to talk about Art Basel next year and some new music stuff, because I know you got connections there and that's a thing. So thank you for doing what you do.
In fact, and, yeah, man, no, you ain't got to wait till Art Basel, man. If you was too little too late, you know, we're going to be just taking this thing over to New York, you know, and we want to keep the tradition alive and, you know, bring kids from the inner city and give them an experience of different life, man. You know, keep in mind, half these kids are like, not more than half, 75% of the Detroit populations between the ages of 8 and 16 do not have, I want y'all to hear this, access to home internet. Okay, so like, yeah, we want to kind of give new exposures in life. It was the only thing that made me different from me and a lot of people that I grew came up with is my exposure to life. That's it. I saw more, so I saw more opportunity, you know.
Well, we appreciate you, what you do. Let us know if you need anything. All right, everybody, it is that time. It is 9:02, and now I'm on dangerous territory, so I'm going to hop off of here. If you have any questions, reach out. DM me on Twitter or DM the Noom account. My personal account's up here as well, Maestro. Also, if you're an artist and you want to get plugged in, Stimmy, I see you down there. Hello. Adam Bloom is on this call right now. He's part of the art team. He can get you going or get you directed to the right place. We also have the record store. If you want to do a serialized release, you all know Jimmy, Six City. He is the rock star. He's an amazing person. He's a hard worker. You know, reach out to him. But our art team can get you set up with that and get you set up with a drop. We do a drop every week. So go check it out. And I think that covers us. So everybody, for this week of Thanksgiving in the States, I am thankful for the Noom team, the Noom fam. And ask me, do I have Noom onesies in my house right now? Yes, I do. All right, everybody. Peace out. And then we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you next time. All right, everybody. Cheers.